the easy new self-neutralizing foam permanent, and White Rain, the wonderful new lotion shampoo that leaves your hair sunshine bright, bring you transcribed... A crime letter from Dan Dodd. Dan Dodge, portrayed by motion picture and stage star Myron McCormick. Dan Dodge, the most daring private eye, reveals to you his most private crime letter.
Could this be?
It is.
You mean it's...
Shout it, girl. Say it proudly for all the world to hear.
Daniel D. Dodge, Detective Agency.
Ah, that is a nice ring.
Oh, Dan, we're back in business again. You're perfect.
My old leering, loathsome self.
Oh, they released you from the mental hospital, the rest home. Oh, Dan, your nervous breakdown is officially repaired. You're perfectly...
By the narrowest margins, I escaped the hot tub, the cold tub, the shock treatment, and 17 graded lessons in beef stringing, sweetheart.
Oh, Dan, I'm so relieved. I feared the worst.
With good reason, Susie, but be of good cheer. I'm turning in my draped model straitjacket and starting home with an utterly unbelievable report entitled,
What, Dan?
There you have me. I thought of the Roman home caper, but it sounds Italian. The rambling bungalow has architectural connotations. The hothouse caper has a nice ring, but still and again, the only flowers involved were the forget-me-nots I embroidered on a doily while incarcerated here. So, for the moment, let's just tag this the preposterous caper.
When you see a woman with specially lovely hair, you know she's used some special care. But what? Well, more and more, that special care for lovely hair is wonderful White Rain shampoo. White Rain lotion shampoo leaves your hair soft, silky, and bright as sunshine. And the reason? Well, White Rain is such a gentle lotion shampoo, it's like washing your hair in gentle rainwater. You get gentle rainwater results. Try a White Rain shampoo tonight. Tomorrow, your hair will be sunshine bright.
Use new White Rain shampoo tonight, and tomorrow your hair will be sunshine bright. White Rain, White Rain.
Greetings, little one. Well, don't give me the fish eye. I'm perfectly normal. See? My discharge papers.
Well, all right, Dan.
Hey, what's all this stuff?
Oh, I was just leaving when the phone rang, Dan. I was going to visit you.
Dotty dental paper doll cut out. Little Wonder cowboy color book. Flopsy, Mopsy, and Peter go camping.
Just something for you to do, Dan.
Well, take them back. On second thought, put them in the file cabinet. In this racket, those are something that sooner or later you can use. Are you ready, my little prom girl?
Yes, sir.
To Elmo Follansby. Dear Elmo, it has been a happy, happy day. I picked up a fast $50 watching the presents at a wedding reception, and two deadbeat clients had come through with checks. In short, things were going entirely too well, but who was I to ask questions? So I put my feet on the desk, opened the paper, stayed on page one only long enough to get my usual headache, and was turning to the sports section when something caught my eye. Escaped lunatic seeks private detective, it said. Officials at the Green Acres Metal Home reported today that Elmo Follansby, 28, an inmate... The strange part was yet to come.
Dan's reports. Now, be a good girl and tell me how to spell preposterous. And listen, Mary, I don't want Dan to know he can use a word that throws me. So if he comes back, I'll change the subject and call you later. Uh-huh. P-R...
Well, Susie, back to Elmo and the preposterous caper.
That's P-R-O-M, prom. It's really a swell permanent. Springiest end curls you ever saw. And prom neutralizes itself automatically. Cuts out all that messy bother of a separate neutralizer. Don't forget how to spell it, Mary. P-R-O-M. I'll call you back for sure.
P-R-O-M. Susie told you how to spell it. Let me tell you why you'll like it better than any home permanent you've ever used before.
Harriet, very truly yours. Well?
Poor Dad.
Don't sympathize, Susie. I'm perfectly okay now.
How did you ever convince them?
Roger came down and sang his duet. There was a slight rhubarb, and Herkimer resigned and went back to the Detroit Lions. Now run quick and pipe while I cut out a peachy new hostess coat for Dottie Dimple.
I'm all finished, Dan. Oh.
What's the matter?
You're all finished with Dottie Dimple.
Oh, I got bored with it and decided to save it for later. Yeah, she's not for me anyway. Only a kid, only one head.
Oh, look. Here's the letter, Dan.
You, sweetheart, are the one for me.
Dan!
Oh, you're afraid of me. You still aren't convinced. You're just like Herkimer.
Well, it's not
that. It is, too. You think I'm living in a dream world, that I made it all up.
Well...
Admit it, woman. Your confidence in me is shaken. Doubt is boring from within like a termite.
All right, I admit it. I'm afraid this has been too much for you, Dan.
Aha! Little did you know I was prepared for this. Roger!
Good night, sweetheart. Till we meet tomorrow.
No!
Be sure to join us next week at the same time for another transcribed crime letter from Dan Dodge, who says,
ever hear of a wandering panda? Well, this panda not only wandered, but got mixed up in mayhem and murder. So next week, listen to The Prodigal Panda Caper. Such wintertime driving accidents. Roads are slippery, visibility is reduced. So play it safe by obeying these rules. Keep windshields clear. Use tire chains on ice and snow. Avoid slamming on brakes. Follow at a safe distance. In other words, winterize your driving habits.
Crime Letter from Dan Dodge, a White Rosenberg production, written by Hal Swanton and starring Myron McCormick, with Shirley Eggleston, Ralph Bell, William Redfield, Arnold Robertson, Mary Reed, John Griggs, and Boris Aplon, is brought to you by Prom, P-R-O-M, Prom, the easy new self-neutralizing home permanent, and White Rain, the wonderful new lotion shampoo that leaves your hair sunshine bright.